And now we take you to an interview with Dr. Tony Sultani, oncologist at the Alliance Cancer Center in Clarksdale, Cleveland, and Greenville, Mississippi. Have a pen and paper ready. At the end of the interview, we will give you numbers for each of the cancer centers. But first, we'll hear from Dr. Sultani. Tell us a little bit about yourself, first of all.
I am Dr. Tony Sultani, board-certified medical oncologist. Moved to Mississippi back in March of 1997, and we established medical oncology and radiation oncology practices between, as you mentioned, Clarksdale, Greenville, and Cleveland, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. So you're an oncologist, of course, meaning that you specialize in cancer. Tell me, why did you choose that field? Why cancer?
Cancer care is very challenging care, and you got to be passionate about it. Mm-hmm. And it's ever changing, and a lot of new stuff. And that's really was exciting to me to get into this field. Mm-hmm. It's ever changing, and there are a lot of need in this field, and people need a lot of help. And I thought I can really fit right in.
So when you talk about the changes, there's a lot of new developments in the technology and the medicine?
Absolutely. There are always, I mean, I can give you an example. The way we used to practice just probably 10 years ago, a lot of it now is obsolete. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the last 10 years, there are probably hundreds of new treatments available to a lot of kinds of cancers, which we used not to have anything to offer, like kidney cancer, skin cancer, the kind of skin cancer called malignant melanoma. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of new treatments in those fields, even in colon cancer and lung cancer, and the way of treating cancer is also changing. We have a lot of cancer treatments which is given as a pill, you know, mm-hmm. Oral, not IV chemotherapy. So the spectrum of response to treatment, the benefit, the side effects, it changed drastically in the last few years.
Wow, that's exciting and encouraging to hear. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about breast cancer for a minute, with it being, you know, Breast Cancer Awareness Month and our focus. Tell us, why is it important for women to get mammograms?
Because a lot of studies which were done on tens, if not hundreds of thousands of ladies, proved that mammogram is beneficial in improving the chance of catching the breast cancer early, and that will be the best time to cure the cancer. So it's absolutely proven that mammogram is very beneficial in diagnosing breast cancer, especially for women who are at high risk. Mm-hmm. But mammogram is recommended for every woman with even low risk for breast cancer.
What age would you recommend that a woman starts getting mammograms?
On average, if the patient is not at high risk, and I will tell you what average high risk is, the recommendations should start at age 50, you know. Mm-hmm. But also, there are some agencies which recommend breast cancer every other year starting at age 40, and then every year at age 50 up until age 69 or 70, and all depends on the performance and the quality of life and the other diseases the patient has. After a certain age, you know, the woman can stop. Mm-hmm. But it's highly recommended at age 50 to start annual mammogram.
And you talked about if she's at high risk. Can you tell us some of the risk factors for breast cancer?
Sure. Like obesity is a risk factor. Family history is very strong risk factor, especially if you have a relative, especially first degree relative, which means a sister or a mother or a daughter who was diagnosed with a breast cancer younger than at age 50 or younger, or 55 or younger. That will put you at high risk, double or triple your risk for breast cancer. Plus, if you were exposed to radiation treatment to the chest at younger age, alcohol can be a risk factor. And so there are some families also can carry some genetic changes, like what they call BRCA1, BRCA2, that also can put the patient at high risk. And those people with high risk findings should start a breast cancer screening with mammogram, or, you know, there are other ways of screening at younger than age 50.
I see. Now, can you tell me, are there some preventative measures that we can take as women to help decrease our risk for breast cancer?
Sure. Weight loss is important. Cut down on alcohol use is important. Do the screening as recommended by your physician is very important. And if you are one of the people who carry the high-risk criteria, as I mentioned, you should start real early doing a mammogram. Plus, if it turned out that you carry the gene BRCA1 or BRCA2, and there are other genetic changes also out of the scope of this meeting, sometimes it's recommended after finishing childbearing age, taking the ovaries out can help to reduce the risk for breast cancer.
I see. And you were talking earlier about how the technology and the medicine has really developed. Would you say that's the same for breast cancer as it is the other cancers?
Yes, definitely. We have a lot of available treatments now for breast cancer. We did not have a few years back.
Wow. Well, that's good to know. Well, can we talk a little bit about breast cancer in men? Because we always focus on women, but men can get breast cancer too, right?
Absolutely. For every 100 women diagnosed with breast cancer, there is one man diagnosed with breast cancer. And the prognosis is equal, if not little worse, for men if you stage by stage. You know, cancer can be from breast cancer, especially from stage 1 to 4. If you compare men and women stage by stage, the treatment is the same. And but, you know, there is no screening test for breast cancer in men. I mean, you cannot do a mammogram on a man. So, but routine physical examination by a physician is also important. And if you, an adult male, you notice a lump in your breast, you should seek medical advice immediately.
Are the preventative cares that women do to try to decrease breast cancer, would you say is the same for men as well?
Yes, obesity, alcohol. Smoking is not a proven risk factor for breast cancer, but, you know, smoking can be a risk factor for a lot of other cancers. So we always advise people to quit smoking, you know, but not to as a preventative for breast cancer. And it's really the same thing, routine physical examination, and if the family history also is important. Yeah, and that sort of things.
So what would you say to a person that maybe they're not going to get checked, so they have that fear, they don't really want to know if they have something, they don't really want to deal with it? What would you say to that person that's not wanting to get checks because they don't want to know?
I completely disagree with that, because if you don't want to know, you are missing the chance of knowing when that can be treated. If you don't want to know and you get the cancer, one day you're going to know when it's too late. So go ahead and get your screening test. You will not regret it.
Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us today. We really appreciate the information that you've shared.
No problem. Thank you. And I hope we can continue to help our fine people in the Delta for a long time to come.
We've been talking to Dr. Tony Soltani, oncologist at the Alliance Cancer Center in Clarksdale, Cleveland, and Greenville, Mississippi. If you need assistance from the Alliance Cancer Center, here are the numbers to call. In Clarksdale, 662-624-8731. That's 624-8731. In Greenville, 662-332-6150. That's 332-6150. In Cleveland, 662-843-1422. That's 843-1422. Thank you.